How long is the wait?
Yo, mom, let me get 20 bucks.
Yo, mom, I'm going out after this, by the way.
You guys are annoying.
Mom, have you seen my phone?
Mom, do you have an extra diaper?
Love you, Mom.
Jenny, look.
Party 13?
Wine, please.
Hey, guys, it's Jen. Thanks for tuning in today, and thank you so much for last week. We were away. My husband and I snuck down the hall to this, you know, side room and recorded our Q&A, all your questions, and were so awesome. And we didn't cheat. We actually didn't even, I think we each spent maybe 30 seconds looking through them. We didn't talk to each other about them at all. So it was totally organic and natural. I thought he did so well. Honestly, he is so not like a talker. Like he expresses himself very often, only like on our anniversary or like my birthday or something, Valentine's Day maybe. So I was so impressed. He was so into it. And I had so many messages and texts, you know, this week regarding it. It got so many views. I so appreciate you guys and your support and love. And I was so fun to, it was so fun to do with him because, you know, we don't talk about like questions like that together normally. So it was just chill. And especially on vacation, it was cool. So thanks again. That was so fun. I hope we can do it again in the future. So since last week was kind of humorous, I wanted to, this wasn't what I had planned on talking about this week, but we had an incident on vacation and I really wanted to get everybody's opinions. And I know I always say, hey, shoot me an email or comment if you feel led, but I really want your opinions with this one. Please, please just take 1 second when this is over and email me about what your opinion is, because we had a drama midweek on our vacay this week with the kids. So we go away every year and we decided to go away this year. We were very responsible, social distance, used our masks. We really stayed in the house a lot of the time, just a different, and on the beach, just a different location. But so my question today, before I even bring up the dumb scenario that I'm embarrassed to admit, but I really think is important to do it. So my question for you is, in an apology, in your life, if you're apologizing, is there a difference between saying you're wrong and apologizing? So two different things. Are you wrong? Is there a difference between those two things? And then is there a difference between an excuse and a reason? So when you do something that hurts somebody's feelings, and you, is there a difference if you're giving an excuse or a reason? So just a short synopsis of what happened. My family, we go away every year with my sister, brother-in-law, and their daughter, my other brother-in-law and his wife and their kids, and then my whole family and my dad. My poor dad, God bless him. This year he did not go because he had open heart surgery at Christmas time. And this year my sister did not go with her family. So it was just my family and then my brother-in-law's family who actually left early before this argument. So really basically the argument was dumb and over nothing, but that's usually reality. Right. I mean, it's like you get heated in a moment and you think you're right. Everybody thinks they're right. And then they freak out. So basically my, our fifth kiddo is heading to Penn in the fall. Well, we are hoping he is. We're waiting to hear the whole scenario. So he's going to wrestle. And we had a Zoom call with the coach and all the parents, midweek. And so we, the three of us, Roman and myself and Max went up on this like third floor deck on this beach house we rented. And it's like literally Hershey Park times 50. It's this most horrific. I didn't go up there at all except for that. My legs, even sitting up there against the wall, my legs were like weak. I couldn't even, it's the scariest thing. Oh my gosh, I can't. All right, so I digress. So we were up there because we knew no one would come up. And the meeting was like a little over an hour long. And a little before it was over, one of my kids comes up and says, hey, I moved all my stuff in. So I mentioned earlier, my brother and sister-in-law had left early. I moved all my stuff into the extra room. And I was like, okay. You know, I'm in, I'm not thinking of anything. Every mom knows your brain's in 50 directions. And if it's something that's not a huge deal, you're just not, you don't even put thought into it. You just answer and you're like, you know what you're answering and that's it. So come downstairs when the meeting's over. And this person again comes up to me and says, just want to let you know that a lot of people are mad at you. And I was like, what? I'm the mom. And she said, yeah, a lot of people are mad at you because you let me move into that room. I was like, okay, you know, I don't care. That's fine. Whatever. So she starts talking about the people being mad, to which the two people being mad are older people in the family, not little. So they hear this from downstairs and they come up the stairs and they're yelling. And mom is already over it. So I'm just like, you guys, you know. So one yells and says they're leaving because the drama, you better correct this. You know, I'm not mad. And to which the original person says, oh yeah, they're not mad. I thought they were. I thought they, because they were in the conversation, but clearly they're not mad like the first person. So let me just, in case this isn't making sense, child A is telling me she's moving, she moved her stuff in. So three other people are in the room with her talking, and she is telling me all three of these people are mad when only one person is technically mad. They had already told me however long ago that they were going to move into that room, to which I don't remember. I don't even know if I peed all week on vacation. Did I have time to pee for the last three? I don't even know if I peed before I went on vacation. Moms, do you get me? Like, honestly, the conversations, it's like I'm not allowed to even be half as they are in humanity. Like, human relation, I have to be patient. I have to be kind. I have to be understanding. And then I have to make sense. I have to referee. I have to stay sane. I'm not allowed to drink before 5 o'clock. Do you understand? Like, I want to be held on the same standard as everyone else in my family. I want to be held on the same standard as my husband. He's allowed to lose his crap day one, second one, and his even look puts everyone in their place. But I have to yell, I have to ask nicely 6 times. And then when I yell the 7th time, which is probably 7 minutes in, then everyone looks at me like I'm insane and need medication. I know everyone understands. I know they do, because this is not just me. Like, why am I the exception to every single rule on the face of the planet Earth? I will never know. I try so hard. I try so hard. The only way I'm failing is in my language, because when I lose it, I curse and I sound like a sailor and I'm ashamed and I'm owning it right here, right now. Get me therapy. I don't know what to tell you. I need your tricks of the trade to hold in the mouth that I'm not proud of, but like, I can't even, at what point am I allowed to flip out? How long does someone ask? How long is someone patient? So anyway, I'm not proud of it. I'm not. But when I am now being told after an, I haven't even been around anybody for how long, and I'm sorry that I forgot that I told you that you could move in, and then this person moved in, move their stuff out. I don't know what to tell you. Who cares? Let someone sleep in the freaking hall. There's enough beds. There's enough room. Like, I don't know what to tell you, but I don't care. So anyway, these people freak, which they are in the belief that I am yelling at them because, and they aren't involved. This person had the wrong idea. The original person had the wrong idea that everyone was involved. Only one person was mad, but she had announced that three people were mad. So the other two were mad that I thought they were mad when I didn't think anything until this person just said that. And no one even cared that I didn't know, nor did I even care to begin with. So it just turns into this huge, big production and saga. And I freak out and say, you're annoying and you're ruining my night. Now, I didn't address that to anyone, but I thought that it would just common sense be addressed to whoever was involved. Obviously, the people that were playing checkers, the people that were having happy hour on the deck, the people that were starting dinner. I wasn't speaking to them. They weren't involved. But what happened was the people that were mad in coming up defending themselves thought I was addressing that to them. And I was really addressing it to whoever was just annoying and involved in this, because I wanted to have a good night and I didn't want to fight about a room and I didn't want to get. So long story longer, basically the person that actually was mad now comes up the stairs and has had a couple drinks. They're a little bit older. They're not, you know, legal drinkers. Everything's fine. But they were very upset and they announced to everyone that there's more to the story. This was just the straw that broke the camel's back, and they apologize and it was dramatic. And then they leave like a Broadway star would, with the head over the forehead and the sash going back and blowing in the wind as they, you know, exit the stairwell. So I am still so annoyed. And now the other two, one has slammed their bedroom door. One has gone off to the boardwalk because they don't want to be in the drama. And I don't want to be in the drama. Like, I'm going to the board. Like, where are my little kids? People always joke, like, little kids, little problems, big kids, little, big problems. I'm like, dude, like the little kids, they just like wrestle each other and knock stuff off the wall. But the big kids, it's like, oh Lord, these are like issues I need to like get into. So basically I, you know, took my high school hat off, you know, of like caring if I was right or wrong. And I went down because obviously this kiddo is crying and upset and there's more going on. And I went down. And she was upset and she had some stuff going on, whatever. And then someone else came in and then it turned into another big debate, to which I cursed again. And then I left dramatically, said, and then I came back in. You guys ever do that? Like, I do that with my husband all the time. I'm like, forget it. And then I walk out, and then I wish I didn't walk out, 'cause I was like, I had more to say, but I was trying to be dramatic. So then I'm thinking, I'm yelling at them for being dramatic, but I'm being dramatic and I'm almost 50 and at least they're in their 20s. Like, why am I being as dramatic? And should I try out for Broadway? Maybe I would be a good star. But anyway, I went upstairs and I was just like, oh. And I left. So I go to bed that night and I'm nauseous. I went down, I kissed them both goodnight, you know, and, you know, just kind of like, you know, but in the morning I woke up and I still like wasn't sorry. Like, I still felt like I didn't do anything freaking wrong. And the one came up in the morning to get coffee and, you know, we just hugged and it was over, but the other one was really annoyed still. And I was like, you know, so this is where my thing goes. In the morning we talked again. We actually got into another heated argument because she went on to say that I'm not good at saying I'm wrong or apologizing. And I agreed with part of that. I'm absolutely not good at saying I'm wrong, because in 99.9% of my decisions that I make or things that I say, I am thinking of my family or my spouse or my, you know, me. So I am not making decisions based on emotion. It's very rare. Unless it's situations like this, which are like just the what I feel is right or wrong. So I think when we're looking through our own eyes, we can always explain why we say or feel a certain way, because we know what our outlook is. We know what we're thinking. And so when she said that, I was like even more defensive, because I'm like, well, wait a minute. First of all, you're the pot calling the kettle, because it's actually one of my kids that is the same way. She's not good at saying she's wrong and she's not good at apologizing. So I went back at it and I was like, well, first of all, it's hysterical that it's coming from you, because some of my kids are so apologetic and so own it like second one, which I don't know where they get it from, because Roman's a better than me with that, but not that much better. And I have kids that literally will apologize like before you even mention that they were wrong. Like, they're just... So here's my thing. I'm not good at saying I'm wrong, because most of the time I feel like my reasoning for that like supersedes, I don't even know if that's the right word, but I do apologize because I lose sleep if I hurt somebody's feelings. I will think about it until I want to like freaking send $10,000 worth of long stem roses. And I will call someone over and over to make sure they understand where I was coming from. And I did not mean to hurt you. And if I did, oh my gosh, like, please let me make it up to you. Like, I don't know how anyone would think that of me. So I was offended then even more. So then my offense took over and I didn't apologize for being wrong, but I didn't apologize for hurting her feelings for yelling. But that's because when I was yelling, I wasn't yelling at her. So this is so ridiculous and annoying. The only reason I'm explaining all this to you is because I want to try to like spin it into what to you is the difference between an excuse or a reason, or is there one? Because I held true to that, and she did not agree that there was one. But to me, an excuse is like saying, I'm sorry that I stepped on your foot, but your foot was right underneath mine. So what do you want from me? Like, that's an excuse. And where you're just like, why do you even apologize then? Because you're giving me an excuse. But a reason is what I was giving her. Listen, I came out of a meeting of an hour. I came down to everyone yelling at me. I didn't do anything. I wasn't even here. And I didn't know what was going on. So I said, you're all annoying. And I said, freaking stop ruining my night. And I didn't care what the details were because I wasn't involved. And then when I hear the entire story later on, oh, okay, I'm sorry that I told somebody that they had the wrong, that they could move into the room. So the next day I did apologize. I did say, I apologize formally that I didn't say I'm sorry to you after I freaked out. But here's the thing. I really do believe that we're all in life. It's funny, but I think we're all really used to kind of like living our days with binoculars when it comes to us and then microscopes when it comes to someone else. Because I felt that day, I felt like I do that. But like that day, I felt like everybody's doing that to me. Like I am absolutely held to this different standard than anybody else. I, like I said, I can't freak out after, you know, 7 warnings or else I'm a mental case. If I scream at the top of my lungs, you know, what the heck happened? But you know, it doesn't matter that everybody's ignoring me and nobody's doing what I'm saying or whatever the scenario is. Every mom knows it's like a lazy summer day and you're trying to get something done and no one's, you know, whatever your scenario is, it could be a million different things. And every mom knows you're just held to the standard that some days are, is just unattainable. It's just, you'd love to say you could be superwoman. You'd love to say you're going to say and do and act the right ways 24/7 because you're so mature and you've grown and you've had all these life experiences and you have all these kids. You want to show them how to act in the real world. And then you freaking freak up and you are so ashamed and you think about it for a month and you never forgive yourself. And you know what? You could do everything perfect for 5 years in a row. And that one mess up is what everyone's going to talk about until the Thanksgiving of 2057. And it's exhausting and so upsetting because 9 times out of 10, you're making the right choices. You're doing the right things. You're living for everybody else. And you are apologizing more than anyone ever does to you and feeling the guilt of like that no one in the earth except for us has ever felt. Honestly, I'm not even kidding. You have to know that we are all in this together because I act 1% of what everyone else acts. I am dead serious. 1 pregnancy out of 11. I remember sitting at the movie that we were watching in the living room, keeled over. I made spaghetti and meatballs that night. I was 8 months pregnant. I was keeled over with gas pains. So extra that I could have like gone to the hospital. And I let one rip, not on purpose, by accident, 8 months pregnant. Everybody knows there's no control over your body at 8 months pregnant with a freaking 15 pound you know, baby in there. And someone pushed mute on the freaking remote and yelled, "That was mom." I am held. Let me tell you, I have 7 sons and a husband that is ratchet. Do you know the farting that goes on in my house on a daily? Like, do you understand it is every freaking 5 seconds that someone's talking about butt and fart and poop and all that? And laughter, like, laughter starts it and ends it. And then I do one in 27 years, 8 months pregnant, with my biggest baby, keeled over, like needing an EMT to come to the freaking door. And there's no excuse. And this is what I'm talking about, ladies. This is what I'm talking about. We are held to the standard that just cannot even be. And so I am not saying to try to always strive to be that, because I get it. Like, my excuse for cursing or being a second immature or a 5-minute immature is not acceptable. And I will try again the next time something happens, which it's very rare. That's why I think this is dramatic. And that's why I think it was a little more dramatic than it would have been in another house, because we all have strong personalities and we're opinionated and we're honest with each other, but we don't fight. Like, we, and this was just like an argument, and it sucked. And we all felt uncomfortable. And the next day we felt uncomfortable. And I think it's still like a little bit like weird, because we don't do that normally. But guys, seriously, like, I want to stop this having to be like this perfect. Like, I wanted to be like everybody else is allowed to say exactly what they are feeling and saying. And the second I do, it's like, just, I don't know. I don't know, guys. I don't even know any of it. Just was like wanting to, like, after it happened, just, I was like, I'm going to do this on the podcast this week, because we all have to be going through this in life. Like, we want to say how we really feel. We don't want to hurt anybody. Well, I don't. I know some people love to, like, have this, you know, debate and be devil's advocate, but I'm uncomfortable doing that. It wasn't for this greater purpose either. So in the end, like I said, I'm sorry that, you know, I formally want to apologize for, if you guys, you know, felt like I owed you a personal apology for, you know, addressing it. I was addressing it to the masses. Whoever was involved, I was saying, you're ruining my night, because I wanted to have a chill night with everybody and it ended up being dramatic. So are you looking at life with yourself in binoculars? You know, are you looking at everyone else in a microscope? I think the best quote, one of the best quotes I've ever heard is, you can't judge yourself by your actions, or no, you can't judge yourself, everyone else by their actions, and then yourself by your intentions. You can't judge others by their actions and you by your intentions. It's the truest thing. We all see where we're coming from. We know why we're saying and thinking and doing what we're doing, because it's our opinion. But then when we watch other people do it, we're supposed to assume we know why they're doing it and that they're wrong. And I felt that way that day. I was like, listen, if you saw it through my eyes and you were up on a deck and then came down and everyone's screaming, and then you don't understand the whole scenario yet, you're not ready to apologize. And then you go down to someone that's being dramatic and they're upset, and then someone else comes in and yells and you freak out. Yes, I don't look like mother of the year. And if you were recording me, I would sound like nothing that I freaking sound like on a day-to-day basis. But I lost it. And like, can someone forgive me for that? And also, why can't I do that every now and then? Because everyone else does. And guess what? I'm human. And guess what else? That wasn't cool. So I want to know, do you have a difference between an excuse and a reason? Do you think there is one? I do. I do. And I, as a woman, want a reason. When I fight with my spouse, I don't care if he agrees with me or not anymore. 27 years, I'm like, dude, we're not going to agree with everything, but I want to know where you're coming from. And I want you to know where I'm coming from, because then maybe next time we won't fight about it. Or at least if I know why you said or did something, I can like compute it in my brain and understand, because it sounded crazy. But now that I see that, oh, you were hot and hungry, and let's face it, that's always the reason. But then it makes sense. And then, is there a difference in an excuse in saying, is there a difference in saying you're wrong or apologizing? Because I was apologizing and it was genuine, but I still didn't feel like I was wrong. And is that immature? I mean, I just didn't feel like I was wrong. And I feel like I should have, but I didn't. And I didn't really care if anyone else apologized to me, but as soon as they wanted an apology from me, then I wanted one from them. So am I immature to think that? How don't I have all the answers? How don't we? And how don't we all have ribbons every single day, blue ribbons, saying, dude, I freaking rock this life. And I am like taking one for the team 24/7. I don't even know if I peed this week. And all that matters is that, you know, we'll get through it and it's fine and it's real and people get into their stuff about nothing. And at least we're fighting about dumb stuff. That's all. I guess we could be fighting about big things and that would be a lot worse. So, you know, I don't know, guys. Just wanted to throw that out to you and see. And like I said earlier, can you email me about this one? Because I really need to know how to deal. I always want to try to get a little bit better. And I want to get better the next time, whether it's an argument or debate. I want to do the right thing. I always want to do the right thing. But I want to do it genuinely, too. I don't want to just apologize and not be sorry, which I don't think I would do. I would feel like I was lying. So I don't even know what I'm asking you guys. Just try to read between the lines, because I know you've gone through this with your family and or friends or people at work. I know there's always going to be dumb stuff, but it begged to have a conversation, because I was just like, this is really actually interesting. And I think I'm going to figure this out and ask my friends. So thanks again for last week. I hope you guys are having a good summer. Hope you had a good 4th of July, and we still have a lot of summer left. So enjoy it, relax and chill out and enjoy your family and your blessings. And thank you so much again for tuning in to the Party of 13.